Joined now by the White County Warriors' new head football coach in Curtis Beatty. Coach Beatty, we appreciate you joining us. And first of all, congratulations on the new coaching position, moving from an assistant coach to the head coaching position with the White County Warriors football program. And I'll just start it off. What's it feel like to be the head coach of the program?
Coach, it's very exciting, very, very exciting times. To continue to work with kids that I've built relationships with for the past 6 years, It's awesome. It's just an exciting time right now.
Coach, I know, like you mentioned, you've been there for the last 6 years as an assistant, kind of in that defensive coordinator role, but you were just telling me, kind of been in a few different facets, have been on the D-line, you've done stuff with the offense the last couple of years as well. As you take over this head coaching role, what are some of the values that you are going to instill in this already pretty good football program?
Well, I believe in doing things better than you can do them. Or better than you've ever done them before. We're not going to try to be better than what Coach Frazier was. We're just going to do us and do as best as we can. In the sense of, I want our kids to be high character kids, and they already on the groundwork with on that. Coach Frazier's laid a great foundation for this program. I've jokingly said that Coach Frazier, as a builder by trade, has built a great foundation, built a great house, and he's left me walls to paint and counters and cabinets to pick out. He's made this job real easy for me.
I love that. That's great. Now, I do want to get into your background a little bit as well. From Livingston, graduated from Livingston Academy, and played on that 2005 state championship winning football team with the Wildcats as well. What's it mean like for you to not only be from the Upper Cumberland, but take a job where you're going to be facing the Wildcats each and every year now in region play?
It's going to be fun. It's always fun to get to go back home and see friends that you played with, and just going home is just always fun, and get to do that as the head coach of the program that you're battling as a region opponent just makes it more exciting, I would say. Once you've been at a place for so long, I've been here in Sparta for 6 years, it's almost like home to me all over again. So, you know, we played early on in my career as an assistant, and that was much tougher than it will be now because I've been here so long.
Of course, they play last year, and that went your guys' way last year at the start of the season. They hire a new head coach this offseason as well, so should be some pretty fun battles going forward between the Wildcats and the Warriors. Coach, for you, I mean, I know Coach Frazier obviously left on good terms. He left on his own timing and leaves you, you mentioned it, the program where you can kind of pick out the cabinets. You put the paint on the wall. In terms of that, in the coaching staff, are you going to be making many changes? Are you going to be keeping a lot of the same people? Who are you bringing on with you if you have a plan for that yet?
We've got a plan in place. There's a few phone calls that still have to be made and things like that. I will say this just so people know, we're not going to do a whole wholesale change. I think these guys are good at what they do. I do think that, you know, there's possibility of bringing in a few other guys to help us push past where we ended up. So that's things we're looking into. But most of the guys that are on staff will be coming back in some form or fashion.
Coach, just take me through what the next steps are for this Sparta Warriors program. Of course, you guys had a phenomenal year this past season. Malachi Dowell, one of the finalists for Mr. Football as well. He was a big part of the success. He graduates. You guys win your first playoff football game ever, and it was a home game as well. Got to host that one. What are the next steps for the program and something that you hope to accomplish in your first season?
Well, it always goes back to what I said earlier. I want to do things better than they've ever been done before. And replacing Malachi Dowell will never happen. He's a once in 30 years type kid. You just can't replace him. We've got some good talent coming that will contribute. But as far as what my goals are for this program long term is, you know, to do things better than they've been done before. We want to win a region title. We want to move past that first round and win a second round game. And ultimately, these kids have talked about it for the past 4 years. They want to be state contenders, and that's where we're going to continue working in that direction, and that's our goal for these kids. But at the end of the day, I want these kids to be better when they leave here than they were when they showed up. not as football players. That's just the best part of it. You know, they're great football players when they leave, but I want to be better men when they leave my program.
We're talking with head coach Curtis Beatty of the White County Warriors football program, the new head coach right here on UC Sports Nation. Coach, obviously moving regions as well. You guys moving from 5A, Class 5A this past season, now into 4A and some much closer competition around the Upper Cumberland with the likes of Upperman, DeKalb County, Stone Memorial, Macon County as well, and Livingston, like I had mentioned earlier. What excites you most about moving into that region, staying a little bit closer to home and the travel as well?
The first thing that excites me is we don't have to get on a bus and at 2:30 in the afternoon and travel 2 hours to go play a football game. You know, I think our farthest road trip is Macon County, which is huge. You know, you get on a bus and you can be in Baxter in 35-40 minutes, which is huge. It's when you get these upper Cumberland teams playing each other. I've been here my whole life. It just has a different feel to it. The crowds are bigger, therefore your gate money's a little bit bigger. And, you know, a lot of people around the state, they kind of frown on Upper Cumberland football a little bit, but I've been here my whole life, and I know we've got good football in the Upper Cumberland, and it's exciting to finally here in Sparta to be a part of that week in, week out.
Lastly, Coach, I'll leave you with this. Obviously, you just got named the head coach of the program. What are the next steps for you? And I know you obviously know the team already. You've been with them the last 6 years. But what are the next steps for you in your head coaching position? And what's the program look like going forward in the offseason?
Well, we're going to start Christmas break. Actually, today's our last day of school. So we're going to enjoy Christmas break. I'm going to be in touch with some of our coaches and have some meetings over the Christmas break a little bit to kind of put my plan in place on what we're going to do. And then when we get back in January, Coach Frazier, when he came, he said we got to be a strong team in the weight room, and me and him lined up philosophy on that. So we're going to hit the weight room hard in January, and we're going to try to be the strongest we can be come July, August time.
It's the new head coach of the White County Warriors football program right there, Curtis Beatty. Coach Beatty, we appreciate the time and good luck going forward into your first season as head coach with the Sparta program.
Hey, thank you, and thanks for all you do for these kids in the Upper Cumberland.